All right, guys, so we'll do a midday market recap, go over my trades from today. Total of three trades, one winner and two losers. And unfortunately, I got a pretty good size loss on BDR. So I'll go over the trades from today. You can see what I did. Obviously, today's a little bit of a disappointing day because it's a bit of a setback. The trade on BDR was a overly aggressive trade, trying to get myself out of the hole because I really wanted to hold on to my 11-day hot streak and continue it into a 12th day. I saw something popping up. I jumped on it. I got aggressive. I thought it was going to squeeze into a second circuit breaker halt over 129 into 130. I was up $2,500 on it. Didn't take the profit. Ended up turning into a pretty big red trade. So obviously that was disappointing, but leading up to that, the day was already a little bit on the rough side. So first trade of the day today was on OCUL. And today's a day where there really wasn't anything on my watch list that I liked. There wasn't anything that looked really, really good. And that's always a good sign to just kind of slow down. Now, my first trade ended up being on OCUL, which is a stock that was gapping down 23%. So it's actually a gap down reversal setup, which is not the type of setup that I really like to trade. I usually avoid these. But there was literally nothing else on my watch list. So I saw it pop up here from 560 to 599, and I thought, okay, this clearly has a lot of range. I'll wait for the first 1 minute pullback. And that's what I did. I waited for the first 1 minute pullback, and I added right here at 184. It pops up to a high of 189. And what I wanted on that candle was that it would go right back to high of day, which is 199. So the fact that it only went up to 190, 189 made me feel hesitant, and I decided to just throw in the towel on that. Stopped out with about a penny of profit or $20. So no love on that one. Next one was VSTM, and this is another one that was popping up on my scanner. Now, I missed this 5 minute setup right here with an entry at 408, the first 5 minute candle to make a new high. It pops up to a high of 435. And so what I decided to do was buy on, again, the 1 minute pullback. Of course, on this one, this is what ended up happening. 1 minute pullback, I'm in with 10,000 shares. Pops from 130 up to a high of 139, and then it drops down here all the way to 402. So on that one, I got stopped out. It was a false breakout. Not necessarily uncommon when you see a stock moving up without news, but we've been in a pretty strong market where stocks without news have given us some great opportunities. So that put me down $1,100. And at that point, I was like, all right, I'm down $1,000. And I got into this mindset of what can I trade that will give me, you know, a $1,200 trade so I can get myself back to green, right? Back to break even or even, you know, profitable on the day. So I just sort of was looking for opportunities, and I saw some action on Fast. Didn't feel like I could really trust it. Higher price stock. I knew I was getting a little more aggressive to even think about trading these, but was really trying to get myself back to green on the day. And being down $1,000, although it actually doesn't really matter, felt like it mattered because it would have been it was the end of my 11-day green streak. So then I saw a BDR pop up. It popped up and got halted at 96 cents. And I thought, okay, well, this looks a lot like some of the others that we've traded recently that have gone from about 80 cents up to around $1.50. So when it resumed at 103 and it started surging up. And as it squeezed up, I started adding at 110, 115. And then you can see here, it squeezed all the way up to 127, where one high was 129. I decided to add 126, 127 because I thought at that point we were going to hit another circuit breaker. And I'm surprised that it didn't. But I thought it would go up 10%, which it did, and it would hit a circuit breaker, it would halt, and then it would resume higher, the same as it resumed higher right here, that it would resume higher, and then for my 117 average, I'd be able to start selling up in this area, 145, 150. That was my target, was 150. So 150 target with 22,500 shares at 117 is, you know, 17, 27, 37, 47. It's about $7,000 profit, potentially. That's what I was looking for. Now, obviously, there was really no reason for me to try to get a $7,000 winner when I was only down $1,000. I think I was just being aggressive because I was in the red and I was trying to position myself where if I was up at least 15 cents, it would be a decent size win. So what ended up happening is it hit 129, and then on this 1 minute candle, it dropped all the way down to 106, and instantly I'm down 10 cents. And I kind of was like, all right, well, let's give this a second 1 minute candle to make a new high. This 1 minute candle pops up to 115, and then it drops down to 98 cents. It's halted on another circuit breaker going down. This time it resumes lower and it consolidates around 90, 91. I thought, well, I'll give it a second. Ended up stopping out on this candle here as it dropped to 84. So a $7,000 loss, which, you know, is kind of silly. Like, that's a much bigger loss. That's actually the biggest loss that I've had in probably 2 months. So what was the chain of events that brought me to that? It was the frustration that I was in the red on VSTM and that I wanted to not end the day red because of this kind of arbitrary hot streak that I've, the consecutive days that I've been on. And so I got aggressive. I thought it was going to squeeze into a circuit breaker halt. And if it had, I think this would have been a very different situation. It probably would have been a $5,000 to $7,000 winner, but it ended up getting rejected, dropping back down, and so I got stopped out. And this is, to a certain extent, the way trading is. You have days where you get overly aggressive and you give back profit. I can't say that this will never happen to me again. I mean, that would be very unrealistic. It would be unrealistic for any trader to say I'll never have a big red day again, because they happen. It's just part of trading. Trading is, you're trading against the market, but you're also trading against this collective trader mentality. There's other traders on the other side. Today's a day where I suppose anyone who shorted BDR did really well. Next week, you may see a stock just like this that goes to $5. And those people who today are green are going to be the ones that are losing $10,000, $15,000. I saw a trader not that long ago take a $75,000 loss on a setup like this that just continued higher. So today's a day where I'm on the wrong side of the market and I gave back a little bit of profit. Obviously disappointing. And I think what's most disappointing is that I probably should have been okay and content with just being down $1,000. Because realistically, $1,000 doesn't matter much to me. Being down $1,000 is not a big deal. It wasn't the being down $1,000 that was upsetting me. It was that it meant my 11-day hot streak was over. And I really didn't want that. I just wasn't okay with that. So, you know, I guess that's just a reminder how these little things can get in your head about being on a consecutive hot streak, consecutive winners, things like that, and how that can change the way you approach the market. So going into the rest of the week, I don't know if I'll trade Thursday and Friday. I'll see how I feel. Thursdays and Fridays are not my best days of the month, of the week generally. I do much better on Mondays and Tuesdays. So the fact that I've now dug myself this hole to try to get out on a Thursday and a Friday, that's not likely that that's going to happen. My next best opportunity for a really good trade is probably going to be next week, Monday or Tuesday. So, you know, the thing right now is I don't really have a hard set of rules that I'm applying to my trading. Like in the past, I've been very strict about share size. Right now, I don't have a max share size. I suppose I have, you know, 20 cent stops. So maybe I should have stopped out at 97. Of course, that's right when it got halted. So today's not really a day where I specifically broke hard set written rules. It was more a day where I allowed myself to trade when I was frustrated, or I allowed myself to trade when I was slightly impaired by this goal of trying to have July be a month of no red days. That was what I was trying to do. So obviously that's not going to happen because of today. And even if I end up being green every other day of the month, it's still not a month where I have no red days because of today. So I don't know, you know, that's, in any case, I'll step back, for the rest of the day today, probably go for a bike ride, maybe try to do 15 or 20 miles and, just, you know, let today settle in. This is just, like I said, it's part of trading. I can remind myself that I'm still the trader who took $583 and turned it into what is now $130,000+, and that's great. But, and, you know, if I need to boost my confidence, I can say those things. But the reality is today is a little bit of a disappointing day, and it's obviously self-inflicted. And this is the hard thing about trading, is that I think I probably beat myself up more than other people I know in other careers. There's just this, you know, feeling of frustration when you have a bad day or when you have a bad streak, you know, if you have five or six bad days in a row. So my goal tomorrow, if I trade, will not be to make $1,000 or to make $8,000. My goal will just be to have a green day and just to put one day between me and this red day. And that'll be the same for Friday. Just take one trade, try to have a green day, and, you know, and that'll be that. We had some fantastic momentum for the last 11 days, but today, OCUL, just totally no follow through. VSTM, no follow through. And now, of course, BDR, no follow through. So today we just saw a little bit of a shift in momentum. So, you know, maybe those short sellers who have been getting squeezed for the last 11 days got their day of redemption. And so, you know, good for them for getting that. And we'll get it back. We'll be back on our side, you know, soon enough. So I'm still waiting for that stock that goes totally parabolic. And even in the last 10 or 11 days, we haven't had that. We've had a lot of these stocks break out of this 80 cent range, which I was talking about earlier today. And I thought this was, I mean, this did break out of 80 cents. It went all the way up to whatever, $1.29, but it didn't hold that level at all. Whereas some of these other ones have broken out of this range, like Yuma, and they really make this burst. This is what I thought was going to happen. We break out of the $1 range, $1.50 was my target. And so you can see why it was logical that I might have had that target based on what we've seen other stocks do in this same price range. Today just was the day I happened to be more aggressive, and I happened to also be wrong. And I think that is also a challenge, because if you don't size evenly on every single trade you take, then you can position yourself to end up having this one trade, like this one right here today, become disproportionately weighted in your average losses. Even though my success rate is still probably 90% for the last 2.5 weeks or whatever, one loss that's really big because your share size was too high becomes, you know, really can become really detrimental. So, you know, it's just part of the deal with trading. And today's a day that I got a little frustrated, but I'll bounce back. And the good news is that my account is still growing, still moving up. So it's just part of that upward grind. You know, you look at the SPY, it's up and then a little bit of down, up and a little bit of down. And so if you get caught up in focusing entirely on, you know, one red day, like, you know, this red day, then things can seem very dire, right? When you're kind of zoomed into this perspective, it's like, oh my God, today is this huge red day. It's all that I see. And it's easy to feel that way because, you know, we're right in the middle of it. But you step back, you look at the bigger picture, and you realize, you know, yes, I'm right here on a red day, but this is where I came from. So that's one of the things that can give you some confidence in your strategy, in yourself, and in, I suppose, the overall market. Green days and red days, we all have them. Today's a red day for me. I know some of you guys did pretty well. I know John today was down $900. I was down 1,000 when he said he was calling it quits, and he said, yeah, I'm going to call it quits. And I thought, yeah, I don't think I'm going to, because I really don't want to close the day red. And that was stupid, because being down $1,000 is not a big deal, obviously, compared to being down $8,000, which is the result of being stubborn. And so anyways, that's it for today. Again, I know days like today may not be easy to see. They're not the easiest to talk about. They're not fun days to talk about. But one of the things that I wanted to do this year was to share with you guys every single step of the journey. So that began with $583, and it's grown up to $130,000, and it'll continue to grow. But within this amazing journey, there have certainly been some bumps along the way, and there are opportunities for you guys to learn from them. There are opportunities for me to learn from them too. But like I said, this is not my first $8,000 losing day of the year. I've had several of them, and there will probably be more, but there's also been many $10,000, $15,000, and $20,000 winning days. So those will be the fun days to talk about, and today are the ones that are paying our dues for the bragging rights on those next big green days. So anyways, that's it for today. I'm going to get some fresh air, go for a bike ride, and I will see you all first thing tomorrow morning. All right, see you guys in the morning.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing!